think there was a rally and some protesters were gathering in Marietta, Georgia, where some of these buses of immigrant children were being brought in to their community to be processed before figuring out how to return them to their home communities. And a lot of these protesters had gathered, and one woman held a sign up that said, "Not our children, not our problem." Not our children, not our problem. I don't want to be quick to condemn that woman because I know the level of frustration, of helplessness, of overwhelm, of compassion fatigue, call it whatever you want, a problem that's too big for us to handle. So I know sort of where that must come from, but really, really? Not our children? Not our problem? I don't think that's true. I don't think it's the right response. Easy for me to say, it's not in my backyard yet. Are there any plans to bring buses of kids to Des Moines? Anybody know? It'd be a long, long trek, longer than needed probably. But I mean, they are looking for communities all over. You know, where is the infrastructure where they can bring these kids? And I've seen some of you probably have too, seen some of the news clips. I mean, it's basically a warehouse. It looks like a dog kennel to me. It's a warehouse with chain link fence inside, with cots and porta potties along the back wall. And maybe, I mean, they're working desperately to build showers and other things. I mean, I just can't even imagine. And how did this happen and how did we get to this place? If you Google it, you know, just Google border on the children or children on the border, you'll see lots of different headlines. One of the headlines says, who's to blame, right? I don't know if that's even the right question, is it? Is finding and assigning blame for this really what's a priority right now? But what do we do about it? How can we respond? I don't think I'd ever quote Glenn Beck. This is not your Glenn Beck, but this is the other Glenn Beck. Conservative, what I would almost say hateful sometimes, radio, talk show, inflammatory personality. You guys probably know a little bit about Glenn Beck. He's actually getting hate mail and death threats because of his response, which is seems pretty sane, really. And one of his closing comments was, when America stops being good, it can't be great. When America stops being good, it can't be great. And one of the, he wanted to send a truck full of toys and soccer balls and probably some food and snacks to one of these border communities. And then he started getting death threats. I don't understand it. again, Googling this topic, I found a Christian blog article, and here's the title of the article I thought was really interesting and compelling. We worship a child who fled his native country to escape violence. Right? That's Jesus. Do you remember the story? His parents had to pick him up. He wasn't an unaccompanied minor. That's the only thing that sort of differentiates him. But they had to flee their native country because of violence and had to take home in Egypt, you know, as the story goes. Jesus himself was a child fleeing his country because of violence. And that's another piece of this, you know. The three countries that are most represented by these 52,000, that's the number, that's a number for 2014, by the way. It's not just the last 2 weeks, but it's been since January. And they're predicting that it'll be 70,000 by the end of the year. El Salvador, 26% of those kids come from El Salvador. 37% come from Guatemala. 30% come from Honduras. And to give you an idea of the violence that they're leaving, just in one city alone in Honduras, a statistic I saw was there's just this one city, the murder rate is 187 per 100,000. Think about that number. Let's say we live in Des Moines. Let's say I hear 300,000 sometimes as sort of the population. That is, I wrote it down somewhere else. It's like 560 murders. Can you imagine in 1 year, 560 murders? I would probably walk from here to Texas if I felt threatened in that way, if my life was that unsafe where I lived. So, you know, these are huge problems, and how can we address them? And I had no idea that, you know, when I put this Sunday on the calendar and I was looking at all these different themes for the summer and it seemed like Vacation Bible School, let's talk about children. I had no idea that what would be in my face this week and the weeks leading up to this was these other children that are not our Vacation Bible School children, but these 52,000 children. And you see these stories of them, and they're just, they just break your heart, right? They're scared. This one little girl I saw on the news, she's got a bag with her goods in it. She's got a piece of paper that has her mom's name on it and where her mom lives, which was somewhere in North Carolina. So she's like, you know. There are a lot of ways to respond, but I'm pretty sure the one that says, not our children, not our problem, is not the right one. It may be true on some level, but on the level that's more important, that we all know, the level that tugs at our heart, we know that we're all connected. And that your children are my children, and that our children are their children, and that theirs are ours. And the golden rule that you probably know, it's in Matthew 7:12. What would you say, if you just had to say it off the top of your head, how would you say the golden rule? Yeah, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I actually, you know, my sermon title, I actually put a word in there that isn't there. I called it the rule of love. The word love is not part of the golden rule. Did you know that? A lot of times if you ask people, if Drew hadn't read that verse and we weren't thinking necessarily, if I just asked you out of the blue what the golden rule was, you might have said it's to love your neighbor as yourself. That's sort of another permutation of the golden rule that has to do with love and loving others as you would love yourself. But really, love isn't in the golden rule. Self-interest and self-preservation is in the golden rule. It's that simple. And some people, theologians smarter than me, have said, you know, the reason we do that is that God, you know, just our human nature is basically selfish. And so to draw on our own selfishness to create a more just and compassionate world is probably the best way to do it. So let's just break it down to selfishness. Why don't you just treat others the way you want to treat? You know, give others what you want. Offer them the love and compassion that you most desire for yourself and for your family. It's not a bad rule. And in fact, Jesus says, this is the law and the prophets. That's the last few words of that verse. The golden rule is, in everything do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But then after the comma, or it's a semicolon, for this is the law and the prophets. The good news is we don't have to memorize those 667, however many laws there are in the Old Testament. The Levitical code is huge, and it's lengthy, and the Jews used to memorize that. you know, and one teacher said, listen, there are 600 and so many verses, just pick one and start. Well, what Jesus does is says, those 600, okay, let's just wrap them all up into one. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So Jesus, in a sense, instead of just picking some random law, he gives us one law that does it all. That's simple, to the point. do unto others as you would have them do unto you. A lot of the focus of this, you know, our opening of this service and about children is, you know, what are we teaching our children? And that's one important question. You might flip that around and say, what are our children teaching us? Because I'll remind you that at one point in his ministry, Jesus takes a child and places him in the midst of everyone and says, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, become like this. So that Jesus turns the table on us, as he often does, and says, you might think about what you're teaching your children, but you also might stop and think what your children are teaching you. And our children teach us about the chain of kindness, that we are surrounded and we are connected by this chain of kindness. So my part in that is to be kind to others.